Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from AMVKBOYD and Parade Magazine. Question number one. Complete the rest of this musical joke line. With the rise of self-driving vehicle, it's only a matter of time until what? And question number two, which famous entertainer was the founder of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men? Was that A, David Bowie, B, Telly Savalas, C, Dolly Parton, D, Johnny Depp, or E, Rod Stewart? Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. Who founded that group? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of March 26th. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1950, that jazz pianist Earl Garner became one of the first jazz instrumentalists to give a solo concert. In 1954, he went on to write the song, Misty. Earl Garner, jazz pianist today. And it was 57 years ago today, 1964, that Funny Girl opened on Broadway, starring Barbra Streisand. 1964 today. Dvorak, Songs My Mother Taught Me, introduces our classical music news. It's an upcoming concert by the North Carolina Symphony. Thursday, April the 1st at 8 p.m., Gershwin and Dvorak. Ruth Reinhardt, conductor. Aaron Deal, piano. Gershwin's Piano Concerto and Dvorak's Symphony No. 7 will be featured. Go to ncsymphony.org or phone 877-627-6724 for additional details and ticket purchases. Modern Jazz Quartet playing the song Django introduces our jazz music news, and it's titled The Modern Jazz Quartet's Django. It's published in NPR on the 1st of August, 2001, by A.B. Spellman and Murray Horowitz. This John Lewis composition, Django, was sort of an historic recording by MJQ. There were a lot of divergent points in jazz in 1954 when this was recorded. There was the cool jazz movement and the West Coast sound, which was formal, somewhat European, and very composed music with a lot of heavy emotion. On the East Coast, you had the hard bop movement, which was this funky, hard swinging music. And then you had the MJQ somewhere in between. It is an ensemble that is composed of musicians who were strong bebop stalwarts. They came out of the Dizzy Gillespie band, most of them. They are musicians who had a strong sense of the blues, which Milt Jackson can make out of anything. And there's John Lewis, who was a Dizzy Gillespie pianist. And so when the MJQ came out with Django, then you got a new look at jazz, which caught on very, very fast in America, and Django was its biggest hit. The Modern Jazz Quartet took such a divergent point of view in its whole presentation of music that a lot of the jazz purists were offended by it. There was a sort of assumption that jazz musicians ought to be somewhat funky, that they had to be people who had suffered a great deal. But here is someone who has taken the approach that, no, we will play the music with dignity that serious music ought to have. And the MJQ is absolutely a dignified and very serious ensemble. There was also the fact that John Lewis was unashamedly interested in European composition, particularly Baroque music. You hear a lot of references to Johann Sebastian Bach and other Baroque composers in his style of writing, and that just wasn't done at the time. A lot of counterpoint and fugues in it. Drumming in the Beatles' Get Back introduces our pandemic adjustment music. It's an article entitled, Ringo Starr Talks New EP, Groovy Vaccine, and Finding Beatles Humor in Peter Jackson Documentary. This is written by Patrick Ryan and published in USA Today on the 17th of March, 2021. If there's one thing Ringo Starr misses most about pre-pandemic life, it's probably the hugs. There's not a lot of hugging, and I'm a big hugger. But you've got to stop all that lately, says the legendary Beatles drummer, whose new solo EP, Zoom In, is out. Starr recorded the five-track effort over Zoom with famous pals including Paul McCartney and Dave Grohl, who feature on the wistful Here's to the Nights. He also invited some musicians into his Los Angeles home studio, which was a lifesaver for me to be able to hang out with another musician with a mask on at least 10 feet or 6 feet away. The jovial Starr, 80, who just released the new book, Ringo Rocks 30 Years of the All-Stars, recently caught up with USA Today for a wide-ranging chat over, what else? Zoom. Question. Your EP is titled Zoom In, which is a very apt title for right now. Ringo Starr replies, I've come to love Zooming. When you see the cover of the EP, it's a big camera lens behind me, so they're zooming in that way, and I think we are all zooming in a little emotionally, And in reality, we're sort of in a box. I have a beautiful box here on Zoom, but I've been in it a lot. Since last March, I've left the house 6 times. You've got to help protect yourself if you can, but I was really pissed off. I had 2 tours I had to let go of, and I've already canceled the May-June one this year because I don't think it'll be safe. And that's it, living in the now. How have you been spending time indoors? Well, I've been doing a lot of painting and doing tracks for this record. And don't tell anybody, but I'm now in the middle of EP2. We've got some more songs we're doing, and it just keeps me going. We have my art room where I can just throw some paint anywhere I like, and I go into the gym. So I'm either watching the TV, making a record, painting, or I'm working out. Well, you look great. Is it really just the broccoli, blueberries, and vegetarian diet that keep you so young? Yeah, I'm telling you, blueberries and broccoli, the two B's, baby. I don't know if it's good for everybody, but I set my palate on what I want. Every morning it's berries, no matter what else is on the plate, it's always with berries. I have a protein drink during the day and a protein bar. I think protein's important. I mix it myself with salad and fruits and put it all in the spinner. The Beatles' Revolver album turns 55 later this year. Did you ask Paul McCartney to write you a song, or how did you wind up singing Yellow Submarine? Nah, they ought always say, "We've got a song for you," when they couldn't be bothered writing for me. I started by doing Carl Perkins' Honey Don't, which the Beatles covered in 1964, or Boys by the Shirelles, recorded by the Beatles in 1963. They're records I love, so we did my versions. Then they started writing for me and ruined my whole career. I was a rock star, and they made me a balladeer, he laughs. Do you have a favorite Beatles song you sang lead on? Well, with a little help from my friends, that gave me a whole career, really. It was great because they were all joining in. Don't Pass Me By, which opened today's article, is a personal favorite of mine. Yeah, but that's one I wrote. I thought it was writing a big blues number. It came out like the blue, like Back Off Boogaloo. T-Rex frontman Mark Bolan came over for dinner one night, and that's how he talked. Hey, back off. Ah, Boogaloo. Then I go to bed at night, and I can hear the chorus. Back off, Boogaloo. I ran downstairs trying to put it on tape, but none of my machines work, so I was stealing batteries from my children's toys, and that's how that started. But I never know where they're coming from. I can't sit there like I'm going to write now. I write a lot of lines down that I feel could be good songs later. Peter Jackson's new documentary, The Beatles Get Back, in theaters out on August 27th, is a recut of the 1970 film Let It Be, about the making of the band's final album. Have you seen any of it yet? Yeah, I'm always moaning that the Michael Lindsay Hogg documentary was miserable, and it was. It was based on a couple of seconds of what two guys, McCartney and George Harrison, went through. We had lots of those moments, but we had a lot of loving, too, and that was never shown. I remember lots of humor, lots of laughter, and we found 56 hours of unused film. So we gave Jackson that, and every time he came to L.A., he'd come over with his iPad and say, "Look at this." And I'd say, "Yes, there's laughter and there's joy and footage of the band being the band, digging each other, fooling around." That's how the sessions were. So I love Peter, and I love what he's doing. Everyone will be amazed. It's beautiful, and it's joyful, and we play live on the roof. That concert is 7 or 8 minutes long in the original film. It's now 43 minutes. Have you gotten your vaccine yet? Well, I've gotten both jabs, and I'm feeling groovy. Oh, good. No weird side effects or anything? Bad arm for the first one, and then the second one, with the doctor telling me, "You may feel fluish." Nothing. Nothing. I felt let down.
Figured out since you were in school, everybody loves pretty, everybody loves cool. So overnight, you look like
Taylor Swift's The Lucky One introduces our rock and pop music article. Who run the Grammys? Women. Grammy Awards. Beyonce, Swift, Eilish, and Megan Thee Stallion sweep. This is written by Mesfin Fekadu on the 15th of March, 2021, Associated Press. Beyonce and Taylor Swift had a historic night at the Grammys, where the top four awards were won by female acts. Swift became the first female performer to win Album of the Year three times, and Beyonce, with her 28th win, became the most decorated woman in Grammy history. She also ties Quincy Jones for second place among all Grammy winners. H.E.R. won Song of the Year, and Billie Eilish picked up Record of the Year, telling the audience that Best New Artist winner Megan Thee Stallion deserved the honor. Though women have won all top four awards in the past, including Eilish's sweep last year, it marked the first time four separate and solo women won the top four honors. "We just want to thank the fans," said Swift, who won the top prize with Folklore and previously won Album of the Year with her albums Fearless and 1989. Beyonce walked into the show with 24 wins and picked up four honors, including Best R&B Performance for Black Parade, Best Music Video for Brown Skin Girl, as well as Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song for Savage with Megan Thee Stallion. "As an artist, I believe it's my job and all of our jobs to reflect time, and it's been such a difficult time," Beyonce said on stage as she won Best R&B Performance for Black Parade, which was released on Juneteenth. She added, "I have been working my whole life. This is such a magical night." Beyonce is only behind the late conductor, George Solti, who is the most decorated Grammy winner with 31 wins. Beyonce was the night's top contender with 9 nominations. She didn't perform, but Swift did. Country singer Mickey Guyton, the first black woman nominated for Best Country Solo Performance, gave an impressive performance of her song, Black Like Me. Host Trevor Noah kicked off the show telling jokes about the coronavirus pandemic and the year that was 2020. He was live from downtown Los Angeles with attendees wearing masks and sitting socially distanced at small round tables. Some of the top category winners include Record of the Year, Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, Album of the Year, Folklore, Taylor Swift, Best R&B Performance, Black Parade, Beyonce, Best Pop Vocal Album, Future, Nostalgia by Dua Lipa, Best Rap Song, Savage, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce.
Capital City skyline photo. Skyscrapers shine the sun so. Low in the sky. Secretaries at the hot dog vendors. Cabs honk at the bicycle messengers.
And from this capital city, we have this article in local music news from pinecone.org newsletter. How many sounds can you make? How many sounds have you tried to make? How well do you use your voice? If you want to unlock the power of stories, be they ghost stories or personal narrative or literary tales, sound effects and character voices can bump up the effectiveness. Come and spend an hour exploring your voice, characters, and the joy of just being loud, wild, and joyous with abandon. Donna Washington has been called a quote-unquote walking Disney movie and told she was better than television. A highly animated performer, she has been entertaining, educating, and inspiring audiences with her vocal pyrotechnics, elastic face, and deep characterizations that bring folklore, literary tales, and personal narratives to life for more than 30 years. Donna Washington is an internationally known, multiple award-winning storyteller, spoken word recording artist, and author. Pinecone is committed to making our programs accessible and welcoming to all. To request accommodations, tech, or Zoom help, captions, and so on, for this or any upcoming Pinecone event, please email Jamie or call 919-656-7902.
You should stay right there, breathing that country air. You wouldn't like it here.
So, how did you do on today's musical trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, complete the rest of this musical joke line. With the rise of self-driving vehicle, it's only a matter of time until what? Correct answer. With the rise of self-driving vehicles, it's only a matter of time until there's a country song where the guy's truck leaves him, of course. As noted in the article, Seven Funny Country Music Jokes to Tell Your Friends, published in liveabout.com by Robert Silva on February the 11th, 2019, country music fans don't mind making fun of themselves and their music. In fact, it's sort of a tradition, from the comedy of Buck Owens on Hee Haw to the blue-collar stand-up of Jeff Foxworthy. It's all done in good fun. For example, how many country singers does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to do it, and one to sing a song about all the good times he had with the old light bulb. And then there's It Was a Terrible Day. Two music lovers were being held hostage, and both were going to be shot. One of them was a country music lover, and the other enjoyed all types of music. Before they were shot, they were asked for one last request before they died. The country music lover said, "I would like to listen to Achy Breaky Heart 50 times in a row." The other music lover said, "Please, shoot me first." And the answer to our second question, which famous entertainer was the founder of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men? Was that A, David Bowie, B, Telly Savalas, C, Dolly Parton, D, Johnny Depp, or E, Rod Stewart? As noted in the article 100 Music Trivia Questions and Answers to Stump Your Friends and Inspire Amazing Playlist, published in 2/1/21 in Parade Magazine by Jessica Sager, the correct answer is answer A, David Bowie founded the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. As noted in thevintagenews.com, David Bowie has been connected to hair for longer than we thought. Once upon a time, a young, soon-to-be-famous British man, Davy Jones, decided he had had enough of the side-eye thrown his way on buses and in the streets of London, all because of his hair. He also had a manager who knew how to use the media to benefit the up-and-comer. He had adopted the then-current craze among young men of the 1960s. Back then, Jones/Bowie fronted a band called the Mannish Boys. Not exactly a name that rolled off the tongue like, for example, the Beatles did. So his then-manager, Les Kahn, had to dream up publicity-garnering stunts, and the Society was perfect. It not only caught the attention of the press, it caught the idea of an interviewer at the BBC, and then the newspapers. Bowie learned the value of good publicity while still a teenager on the streets of London, and never failed to exploit opportunities when they arose. It all began with the defense of his and other young men's long hair. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Well, in celebration of the beginning of spring last weekend, let's close out today's program with Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, Spring. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. So long. Until next time.